Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast, where licensed attorney and certified life coach, Laura Kelly, teaches you how to bring joy, harmony, and balance to your practice and your life.
Hello, colleagues, whenever or wherever you are, welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, professional certified coach, and practicing attorney, Laura Kelly. I'm writing up this podcast as I sit at my desk thinking about putting off another yoga class. I've been to 2 yoga classes in the last 4 weeks, and they've both been restorative classes. I have, of course, paid for an unlimited membership because I was certain I would be going 4 times a week minimum. My life was going to resemble an exuberant health drink commercial where our invincible subject breezes through the day with ease. I would have my briefcase in one hand and a yoga mat in the other and a huge smile on my face. And why yoga classes in particular? Because I need to deal with my hip pain. It's a soft tissue injury and yoga absolutely can help. I've been diligently going to the chiropractor and even acupuncture. But yoga has eluded me. I've been canceling classes and canceling classes. And why I have all manner of excuses. The traffic sucks. It's so hot. I have so much work to do. But as long as I keep making excuses, nothing changes. And plus, I had been putting off doing something about my hip pain for months. It started when I was marathon training and I ignored it. I ignored it during the entire marathon. And after the marathon, every time I've gone for a run, I've walked with a limp. I keep hoping that it would go away on its own for weeks and then months. And of course, it didn't go away. Look, I need to give myself a little credit. I went to the ortho, I went to the chiro, I went to acupuncture, and I signed up for yoga, but I haven't been foam rolling, really stretching, or going to yoga. I've been doing the things that require other people to do the work. More or less, for those appointments, I largely just lay there. It seems that deep down I'd prefer to be a pincushion on a weekly basis rather than making the effort to do activities to truly achieve my goal of simply running without pain afterwards. Yoga requires me to do the work. Stretching requires me to do the work. And foam rolling requires me to do the work. And why have I been skipping sessions, really? Because it's hard. It's unpleasant. A lot of these activities need to take place in a Florida garage in the summertime. And to be honest, most of the time, I'd rather be doing something else, like watching the rehearsal or Nathan for You. And that doesn't mean I don't want to get better. I want to get better. I just want the path towards healing to be easier. But my friends, the path towards healing, be it your body, your emotions, your trauma, or your heart, is not easy, and no one can do the work for you. You can't just show up to coaching or therapy or even acupuncture expecting a miraculous change without putting in the energy and effort yourself. Oh, and sure, if you're like me, you may be tempted to beat yourself up. You may be tempted to call yourself lazy and all sorts of other unkind names. But I want you to know, none of those names you may tell yourself are true. It is the nature of the human mind to avoid pain. And part of avoiding pain for us is to avoid anything that might be unpleasant. It is the nature of the human mind to expend as little energy as possible. And part of not expending energy is delaying or making excuses. When we avoid and delay and make excuses for ourselves, we are human. All too human. And the fact is, no amount of self-berating is going to change that. In fact, the worse we treat ourselves, the less likely it is that we're going to do something beneficial for ourselves, like doing the work. When I signed up for yoga, I had grand visions of going 4+ days a week and getting back my flexibility. I had visions of long runs followed by yoga and vice versa. Should I do teacher training? Maybe I could be a yoga teacher. You see, these dreams were really fantasies. We do this with our fantasies. We build our expectations in our head of how great it will be, but we tend to make it insurmountable because if we can't do it perfectly, we can't do it at all. Carl Lowenthal calls this perfectionist fantasies. We so enjoy dreaming about the things we're going to do, but we don't often actually do them. We enjoy the fantasy, but not the work aspect. And we also create fantasies that are often unattainable. That's why they're fantasies. For example, my fantasy of running and going to yoga every day is truly not feasible. As much as I would love to be that version of myself, the truth is that I have a number of priorities and commitments that do not allow me to devote that much time to yoga. But what I really want, a healed hip and getting back to regular running, is attainable. And if I let my fantasy vision of myself get in that way, basically by saying to myself, if I can't go to yoga every day, it isn't worth going at all, I will never get the outcome that I want. And that's actually how our perfectionist fantasies get us stuck. If it has to be all or nothing, it often ends up being nothing. But if you really want to make a change, the way forward is not by creating elaborate fantasies or strict regimens. It's by taking small, consistent steps over time. So maybe I'm not going to make it to yoga every day, or even 4 times a week, but can I commit to 2 times? And on the days I don't make it to class, can I take 5 minutes to stretch or use my foam roller? The next step is follow through. How do I follow through with these small steps in order to make them consistent? By actually putting them as appointments with myself in my calendar. So yes, I can actually put in my calendar foam rolling and stretching, or commute to yoga and yoga. This makes sure I also don't get double booked. Listen, nothing changes if nothing changes. We as humans have this tendency to continue to repeat the exact same patterns and expect different results. But like my hip pain, most things do not change on their own. And the more we repeat the same old patterns, the more deeply ingrained they become. The more you skip class, skip the gym, go to bed late, etc., etc., the easier it becomes to do it again and again. Breaking the pattern and making a change can be a small yet significant step towards the life you want to live. It can start with putting things in your calendar, treating yourself with self-compassion, or letting go of the expectation that things have to be perfect. If you would like the community and support, as well as tried and true methods to take those small, consistent steps that lead to big changes, join me on Joyful On Demand. Joyful On Demand is a truly unique subscription-based group coaching experience designed specifically for legal professionals by a legal professional. Through weekly group coaching calls and a wealth of support that is accessible 24/7 on a dedicated site, you'll work with me and a supportive, nurturing community to overcome obstacles, understand your thought processes, and thrive in our professional and personal lives. And coming up in September, Joyful On Demand members will be offered a free course on self-compassion for legal professionals. Unlike getting to my yoga classes, joining the Joyful On Demand community could not be simpler. In fact, as a valued podcast listener, you can access the first 30 days absolutely free with the code JOYFUL in all caps at checkout. Just go to www.thejoyfulattorney.com/joyfulondemand to find out more. And before I go, I'd like to leave you with a mantra that I've discovered that has really been helping me. Here we go. I release all expectations that drain me of my energy and happiness. I am open and receptive to all the abundance and goodness the universe has in store for me. Until next time, stay joyful.
Learn more about how you can work with Laura Kelly by going to thejoyfulattorney.com. Thank you for listening.